The Irish Times is reporting today that an audit is underway to identify Irish children with severe scoliosis who were fitted with a particular type of titanium spinal support rod, which may now have to be removed. Surgeons in Ireland have been contacted about faults with this particular model, which were used in surgeries in children as young as 2 years of age. On the line now, David Moore, consultant orthopaedic surgeon with Children's Health Ireland. Thanks indeed for joining us, Dr. Moore. When was Children's Health Ireland first informed about the recall of these spinal rods? And can you maybe give us the identity of them, their particular brand or model?
Good morning, Sean. The first we heard about this was last week when we were notified with what's called a field safety notice stating that one particular model of what's called a MAGEC, spelt M-A-G-E-C, a MAGEC rod, has had some faults notified in other centres around the world.
Yes, and how widely used was it then on children here?
The number of patients who have this condition is very small, Sean. We have a number of treatments that we can offer to them, and some of the patients who have very complex spinal deformities require surgery. Because these are usually very young, growing children, they may need multiple operations. We don't want to fuse their spine and stop its growth in the early years because that can affect their lung function. Therefore, we use different rods that allow us to control the spine and lengthen the the spine grow as time passes. One of the type of rods that we use is this brand of rod. We've been using this in Crumlin for about 6 years now. The only group that are affected by this particular model of the rod are those that have had the rod put in since March 2018. Nobody else before that time has had that rod implanted.
So a relatively small number of children. How many do you know?
I do know, Sean, but we want to be certain that we have our information correct, and we are just in the final phase of reviewing all the patients who've had the implant inserted, and we will be able to confirm that number in the next 24 hours.
Now, what is your understanding of what the problem is with the rods? I gather there's a potential issue around leakage.
Yeah, I really don't think that there's any big concern about leakage, Sean. What it is that one small component in the rod has been identified on X-rays in a number of centres around the world that, to my knowledge, the actual number of rods that have shown this in the world are 18. That's 1-8. The chance of any patient who has had this rod inserted being affected is about 1 in 200. Now, we have only put in a very small number of these rods, and the chances of any one of our patients being affected, as far as we know, therefore, is about 1 in 200.
Nonetheless, there may well be parents listening to us this morning whose children may have had scoliosis surgery and who may not know if these MAGEC rods were used. So what's your advice to those parents?
Well, I have to say, Sean, it's just a little annoying that those patients wouldn't have this anxiety if the publication that gave this information today had waited 24 hours as we asked them to do.
That's the Irish Times.
Yes. They were asked yesterday to wait so that we would have at least have had the time to be certain what number of patients were involved and to contact the patients so that lots of patients don't have the unnecessary anxiety and angst, as you point out, that has now been created.
But that said, there's no point in shooting the messenger, as it were, too much. What do you say to the parents?
Well, so two surgeons in Crumlin who don't use this device have looked at the X-rays of the affected cohort, and we see no evidence at all of any of the problems that have been reported. So to our knowledge, and we have reviewed all the latest X-rays on this patient group, no patient has a problem.
OK, well, look, we'll await further developments, and I'm sure the families will as well. David Moore there, consultant orthopaedic surgeon with Children's Health Ireland. Thank you very much indeed. We're talking to European Ombudsman Emily O'Reilly after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.